Our world has changed, and it's continuing to rapidly change. Jobs, careers, and businesses are consistently disappearing. Even the way we learn and discover new things has been altered forever. Sounds a little scary? Don't be afraid. Be ready. It's your time to take control, design, and build a magnificent dream life and a thriving dream business that's filled with power. Because you are not powerless, you are powerful. No matter what's going on in our world, your power to achieve exists now, in the present moment. This is your time to do life with power by starting where you are and deciding to build your magnificent dream life and to fund that life by building your profitable dream business. I am your host, goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast where you will discover keys to designing and building your magnificent dream life and your profitable dream business. Get solutions, get strategies, get ideas, get inspired, and most importantly, start getting results. All you have to do is open your mind and make the commitment to take action. If you're ready to win, then it's time to do life with power. Hello, Power Achievers. I'm goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. Now, we're going to talk about bouncing back to power forward, and this is going to be a very quick show, or short show, I should say, because I don't know about you guys, but I am going through my goals for 2021. I'm refining them. They're all set, but I'm refining them and reading them over and over and kind of positioning myself so that no matter what comes in 2021, I'm still going to achieve and I'm still going to win. That's what made me want to talk about bouncing back so that you can, in fact, power forward. So understand this, that no matter what you've been through this year, and I think we've all been through a lot because of COVID-19. I mean, it just kind of caught a lot of people off guard. I know it caught me off guard. Maybe I should just speak for myself. But the thing is, it doesn't matter. It has happened and it's here. But you still have to live. You still have to find ways to do life with power. And the information, the shows that I want to bring to you, or I am going to bring to you, from now until, well, until I decide to make a different change or go in a different direction with the show. But for now, I want to bring you information that's going to not only empower you, but that will give you some very specific strategies that you can use so that you can, in fact, do life with power. And also so that you can recognize that you're built by design to win, that you don't have to allow your life to be taken over by, well, some kind of non-live thing, if you will. And I get it. COVID is live only in the sense that it's a virus, but I mean, it doesn't have to dominate your life. Okay. Understand that I don't know about you guys, but I still think that God is in control. So, and I think I still have a certain amount of control over my life. At least I'd like to think so, but it seems like people keep making all these rules for my life. I thought I was an adult, but let's get back on the subject. Anyway, so let's talk about bouncing back to power forward. And as I said, no matter what you've been through this year, you know, you can position yourself to achieve bigger and better than ever. And I want to give you a caveat right up front, you guys. You know, in order for you to bounce back, that's going to, so that you can in fact power forward, that's going to take a lot of work. It is really going to take you doing some effective or more effective goal setting and really paying attention to what's going on in your life, what's going on in your environment. And I'm not talking about getting all of your answers from the news. I'm sorry, you guys. I don't believe everything that I hear on television because sensationalism is, well, that's what gets ratings going high. And I'm not going to let a person I don't even know put me in a state of anxiety. I prefer to stay in a world where I can be positive, be hopeful, be faithful, full of faith, and really continue to plan my life as though I'm going to live and live from a position of power, not cower down and have no plans and just wonder which way am I going to go. So first of all, you know, if you're going to bounce back so that you can power forward, you need to make a decision. And that's not one of the five strategies that I'm going to give you. So with that being said, and I had to say this, you know, that's a very necessary concept, or that's a strategy, or let's call it a bonus strategy, if you will. You have to decide that, listen, I'm going to win no matter what. Okay, since the beginning of time, no matter what kind of crisis has hit this world, there have always been people who have emerged successfully. So make a decision that you're going to be one of them. Why can't it be you? Why can't it be me? Oh, wait, it can be. So as I said, I'm going to share some strategies with you, and I'm going to share five strategies that you can implement so that you can, in fact, position yourself to keep achieving. Now, on normally, I had started the new segments, Mindset Miracles, and some of the other segments, Morning Cup of Tea, but they're not going to be any segments or additional segments this for the rest of the month, because right now it's goal setting time. So I'm going to, you know, focus on that and focus on providing information that will help you to really position yourself so that you can power forward no matter what comes, so that you can grab onto your confidence and your courage and really make some decisions that will give you the best life, give you that magnificent life that you have earned, will earn, and you deserve it. So no added segments for now. And I want to say this. I want to remind you guys to be sure to check out my YouTube channel, because this is goal setting time, and check out my channel for more goal setting and goal achievement strategies that I have put together to prove to you that you are in fact built by design to win and to encourage you to do life with power. So these are some very specific strategies. If you haven't listened or watched the video where I explained some of the things that you need to do before you even set goals, or that you can actually do after the fact, even if you've already set your goals, you can still go back and use these strategies to make sure that your goals are solid and your goals are valid. Okay, so check that out. Just go to Pat Council Live on YouTube, and each week I'm going to upload a new video. So with that being said, let's get on with the strategies for bouncing back so that you can power forward. First of all, you want to take a moment to reflect and assess. All right, where are you right now? What has happened that you didn't expect to happen in your business and in your life? We're not talking about COVID. We get it. None of us really expect that. Or did some of you guys expect that? I know I didn't. All right, so the thing is that you really want to take a moment to kind of reflect and assess your life. Okay. And think about what outcome did you want that didn't actually happen for you? So really, you know, just reflect and then assess. The assessment side comes in that you are going to come up with some ideas as to what could you do differently, what could you do better, or what could you do that would help you kind of economy proof your business, or let's say stress proof your life. Okay, so, or at least minimize the stress, right? So take a moment to reflect and assess. The second thing is figure out what you can control. Now, I think a lot of people, I've heard people complaining about COVID and complaining that they have to stay home, complaining about wearing a mask. And I'll be honest, I am not a fan of covering up my wonderful smile. And I'm sure you aren't either. However, what we can control is what we can control. And you don't want to put your energy towards complaining about something that you can't control. Put your energy towards actually building something that's meaningful, something that's magnificent, something that is going to bring you a return, something that's going to improve the community that you live in, something that's going to add to our environment. Because understand this, the more we complain, and I don't know if you guys have ever heard this saying, what you resist persists. And so if you notice that the more people complain, it seems like things just get worse. You know, these mandates and these things where like we're all being told what to do, like we're 2 years old and that we can't think for ourselves. But I also understand that they want us to wear the mask. It's not just for, let's say, me. It's perhaps for someone else. Okay, so that it doesn't pass on to someone else. So we have to be considerate of others. So I get that. So my point is, I'm not going to put my energy into, oh, I hate wearing this mask. Well, oh, I'm not going to wear it. I don't have time for that. Hey, I put it on and I do what I need to do. And then I'm back home in an environment where I'm, let's say I feel free. Okay. And I'm happy and my energy is going in the direction I needed to go in so that I can produce more. So figure out what you can control and control that. What you can't control, let it just kind of work itself out in the sense that you do your part and you keep your energy high. You keep your energy, on the right track. You keep your energy elevated to the point where, let's say, that stuff doesn't even bother you. See, I think if we had less complaining and, you know, I think things would kind of start to become better in the sense that we would feel better. And that is all energy, you guys, not because I say so. It's been scientifically proven. Okay. You can find it as far as I said, scientifically proven. It's actually, in the Bible. So it's everywhere about our energy and how we're supposed to conduct ourselves. So number three, find out who can provide support, the support that you need. Find out who can provide you with that support. And we're not just talking about financial support. We're talking about all of the above. Whatever support you feel like you need, find out who's the best person to bring into your fold that can actually help you with that. Sometimes we just simply need moral support. Sometimes we need inspirational support, something that will allow us to open our minds so that we can become more solution oriented, so that we can actually calm down long enough to create something so that we can actually see our own capabilities and our own, the possibilities for our lives. So just figure out what kind of support you need. Now, I can tell you guys, if you need some serious goal achievement strategies, I know this great goal achievement strategist, Pat Council. Oh, wait, that would be me. So you guys can check out Designing Your Life today, because we're going to keep it coming. You guys can win. There'll be no reason for you not to achieve your goals in 2021. Okay, unless, never mind, I'm not going to say it. So let's press on. Okay, the fourth strategy that I have is take one step forward each day. No matter what is happening in our world, take one step forward each day. That's going to allow you to put distance between anything that happened to you in 2021, and you're going to be moving forward and really building that magnificent life that you really want to have, that magnificent life that you see in your mind. Understand this. You know, people keep talking about we're in the end times and all of that. You know what? If we are in fact in the end times, then guess what? It's going to be the end times. So why am I putting my energy into that? I'm putting my energy into really building my life and having the most magnificent life. I'm not putting my attention on something that perhaps I can't control. That goes back to the previous strategy that I gave you. So I'm only going to focus on what I can control, and I'm going to take that one step forward each day, and I'm going to look forward to the highest and best for my life until, hey, the end of time. Or the end of my time, you know, whichever comes first. So I'm staying. I'm staying as long as I can. I'm staying. That's just it. I put my foot down. But the point is, take one step forward each day. And here's a something that will help you do that. If you said, well, you know what, sometimes my mind goes all over the place, and because, you know, you may be a person who watches the news, not condemning you. I just choose not to get wrapped up in all of that. How many times do I need to hear about COVID? I mean, really? But the point is that make a list of 7 things that you can do. Okay, that's one step each day. Okay. Now, out of those 7 days, me personally, I don't work on Saturdays and Sundays. So I do take those days off. But what I'm saying to you is that even though I don't work, let's say on Saturday, you know, there's fun time. That's a thing that I can do. And I put my attention on having that fun. And on, and of course, Saturday is my quiet time, my prayer time, also early in the mornings. And so the thing is, and so is Sunday. So the thing is that you want to really, or I should say extra prayer time and extra meditation time, because really my daily ritual includes meditation and prayer anyways, but I spend that extra time. Okay. So during the week, that's when I go through my daily routine, and then I go straight to into work after I'm done with my daily routine. Now, the thing is, you guys, is that if you can take that one step forward each day, then you will start to gain the momentum that you need to gain. And you'll become more confident about kind of the environment that you're in. It doesn't mean that you're going to stick your head into the sand as to what's going on. It means that you have become adaptable. Okay, you've adapted to your environment. As human beings, we're resilient, and that's what we're capable of doing. So you've adapted, and you've decided that, you know what, I'm going to win, I'm going to achieve. And there's something amazing that happens in the world when people have made a decision that they're going to win and that they're not going to give up. There's something amazing that really happens. And so, and that amazing thing is all of a sudden cures start to come out and things start to get back on track and our world continues to move forward. Now, the final strategy that I have for you is you really want to see a positive future in the present moment. So what does that mean? That means that in your future, even though power is in the present moment, that means every day you want to visualize what your life is going to look like. Okay, what is your life going to look like 10 days from now? And in the present moment, you're actually going to be working on making that future life happen, that magnificent life that you see. So you want to really see that positive future. I know that sometimes because people are so stressed out, they're so concerned about what's going on in society. They're so concerned about which direction are we going in with this COVID thing. They're so concerned about businesses, what's happening with the small businesses. So they're concerned about a lot of things, but I want to encourage you to see a positive future in the present moment. And for those of you that, actually believe in something beyond, let's say, yourself, in the Bible, it says, call those things that be not as though they were. And that's the very definition of really making a miracle happen. Now, I know someone who said that there's not going to be any miracles, but I don't listen to anybody who talks outside of faith. Okay. And I'm not going to say who said that. You guys can Google it and you'll find out who said it. So, but I'm not going to listen to anybody who talks outside of faith. Okay. Because I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly. Doesn't mean I don't live in the real world. Doesn't mean I don't recognize that we have challenges. But what it means is I know that in order to come up with solutions, I have to see the best possible outcome. So if you really want to power forward, you want to bounce back, you want to power forward, see the best possible outcome for any of your endeavors. See the best possible outcome for your life. See your best possible outcome for anything that you are about to even do. Okay. Doesn't matter what it is. See the best possible outcome. You know, that's how you build a magnificent life. You see the best possible outcome. I have never met a successful person, and I've had the good fortune to talk to several truly successful people. I'm not just talking about people who made lots of money. Okay. That's a person who's gifted in the area of making money. But people who have made lots of money, they have, wonderful families, and they are spiritual. They spend time with God. They have built a very, the best life they could possibly build. And I have talked with people like that. And one thing that they all have in common is they all saw the best possible outcome before it happened. And they didn't all come from a background where someone said, here's, I don't know, $50,000, go and set yourself up in business. Or, hey, here's $10,000, go set yourself up in business. And I've met some people like that. Their parents gave them, $10,000 and said, hey, you know, go and find your way, or this is to get you started. But a lot of these people that I talk to that are very, as I said, they're wealthy. They have wonderful families, and I've had the opportunity to talk with them. They started with almost nothing, and I listened to their stories because I was interested in learning from them. And the thing is, as I said, they all have in common is they put their attention on the best possible outcome. So I want to encourage you to really take the fifth strategy, take it to heart. See a positive future in the present moment. See this COVID thing going away. See them coming up with a vaccine. See your business thriving. See your family coming together and celebrating in love. See all of these great things. And I'm going to end on this, you guys. As Paul says in the Bible, and I've shared this on this podcast before, because that I have a few favorite biblical scriptures, and that is one of my favorites. Okay. It's my third favorite, I'm going to say. Okay. Cause my top two, favorites are, now unto him who's able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in me. That's one. And the other one is, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind, or discipline. It depends on which version you read. So those are my two favorites, but this is the one that I want you guys to keep in mind. You know, Paul said, think on these things, whatever is just, whatever is noble, whatever is good. So, you know, he goes on to tell us, hey, whatever it is you want, put your attention on the best. So with that being said, you guys, take the fifth strategy to heart. See a positive future, but do it in the present moment. If you can see a positive future starting today, starting right now, if you can see that positive future for you and it's connected to your goals are, you're going to actually come up with an amazing plan of action. Now, I think that's all I have for you guys on this magnificent Monday. And as I said, for the rest of the month, I'm going to be bringing you different goal achievement strategies. You're going to hear from Elizabeth Pampalone. She's going to be talking on Thursday. I did an interview with her, and she's in marketing, and she's going to share with you guys how to put together your social media calendar for the year. And I think she shares how to do it in like one day. So stay tuned for that. So we're going to give you a lot of great strategies to help you achieve, to help you make your goals happen. And most importantly, to help you know that you're built by designed to win, so that you can do life with power. It's your time to do life with power. So get more resources for building your magnificent life and business by visiting designyouryourlifetoday.com. Also, take the time to give us a positive review on iTunes and other podcast platforms where you listen to our podcast. This helps others looking to achieve find our show. Feel free to comment at the bottom of the shows that you listen to on each page. Our show notes contain links to the resources mentioned in our various shows. This show is produced to help you do life with power by discovering how to use what you already have. So feel free to download our podcast and share it with others. Finally, stay connected by using our super easy method, to start receiving your newsletter, and do this by texting the words POWER UP to 42828. Thank you for listening, and next time, invite a friend. Do life with power, you guys.